All right. Oh. Here's Robbie.
You guys look like, thank you. You guys look like you not only have survived, but you have thrived.
I'm going to
do my best to not keep you too long. That'll be a challenge, but I'll do my best for that.
这个实在很挑战，不过我会尝试最大的努力。
A couple of things, just again from our table, that hopefully these are helpful to you.
几件事情，我们的桌上所提供的，希望对你们有帮助。
One of the books on healing that's really made a really powerful impact on me is a book called Healing Ministry.
有一本书对我的影响特别大的呢，就是叫做《在事工中的医治》。
I like it because it really gets to the point really quick. It's not a big, thick encyclopedia, but it gets to the point quick.
我喜欢它呢，因为它很快就说到重点，不像那种百科全书那么厚一本。
And then I did a teaching called Being the Empowered Church.
我有教导说怎么样作为一个 被赋予能力的一个教会。
And I just went through church history and just studied what all of the churches that, you know, people would say were on fire or was an empowered church, where that the, you know, all the people were moving in the power of the Spirit, and did a four-part message on that.
我就做了一个研究，这些教会历史里面，曾经他们有火，有圣，有这个能力，他们在这方面有经历过的，我做了四个部分的教导。
And then I also did another audio teaching called Spiritual Conflict.
另外一个我有讲到是在属灵上的一个冲突。
And this is dealing with a demonic attack, or if you feel like you're under some sort of spiritual oppression, or you feel like you're battling some demonic attack, this is talking about how to deal with it. It's talking about how to deal with deliverance in other people.
这个就是讲到说，如果你有经历到好像被邪灵的攻击，或者是受压制的，那我们怎么样可以得着释放？
And again, also all those audio teachings we have are contained on this jump drive that we have back there, so you can get them all. You can pop them on your smartphones and listen to them whenever, wherever, if you want to do that.
还有只有全部都是声音的教导的，全部都在这个东西里面。然后就是你可以把它放到你的手机那种智慧型手机那种插进去。
And several of you were asking about that story. You're like, I had several people say, "Do you have that video, that story on video that I shared about the airplane ride that I had?" And we do, and it's I share it on a teaching that I did called "Living the Risk" that we have back there, and it's on video.
有些人问我说，你在飞机上的那个见证有没有哪一个教导里面有？就在这个在活在冒险的里面的这个教导里面有这个见证。
You know what's really cool about this is to date we've had 10 people who have just watched that testimony that when I'm demonstrating the prayer with the woman on the plane, they all got healed.
这个很棒的一件事情就是，就因为看这个录像，听到那个见证，我怎么样为那个女的祷告得医治，就有10个人自己因此得医治。
And one of them was a lady who her husband is pastor of the largest cessationist church in New Zealand and Australia, and they don't believe in healing.
What is cessationist?
So they don't believe in healing.
Okay.
They don't believe the gifts
okay.
are for today.
其中一个呢，就是在澳大利亚那个地方最大一个教会的牧师，但是他自己那个教会本身是不相信圣灵的能力的。
And she was completely healed. She had cancer in her bones in her back, and she was completely healed by just watching it. She started feeling tingling and electricity while she was just watching the video. So it's crazy.
他有这个骨癌，全身都是，然后但是就在看的时候他就感觉到电流，感觉麻的全身都是，然后就因为看着就得医治了。
And I was talking yesterday in the afternoon session about how the fear holds us back and that is Satan stealing our identity of being more than conquerors.
昨天下午的时候我有教导到说，怎么样这个撒旦因为借由这种恐惧放在我们的里面，想要夺走我们能够为人医治。
It can come in that voice of you're not good enough or you blew it this week, God isn't going to use you. All of that I refer to as the identity thief.
比如说他给你一个声音说 你不够好了，你怎么可以为人家得医治祷告，所有这些的谎言我都称他为是这个夺走我们身份的一个贼。
And so I have a 2.5 hour teaching video called Identity Thief, and we're actually turning this into a book. I'm working on it right now and turning it into a book.But we have DVDs of this teaching back there if you want. I just gave you a little bit of it. There's more in depth about it in here.
两个半小时的教导特别讲到说偷取我们身份的贼，这个教导呢会有更详细的介绍，然后这个也会成为写成一本书。
Elijah, come up here real quick.
请 Elijah 到前面。
That's my son.
也是我的儿子。
I got a quick question. Is there any teenagers that are in here that were really touched by that story about the lady on the plane? Raise your hand.
有没有年轻人在我们的当中，因着这个飞机上的故事，觉得很受感动的
？No teenagers. Okay, you were touched by it. All right, let me give this to you. Give that to you, man. Hey.Would you guys let me do a personal indulging? Just would you humor me to do something kind of personal?
你们愿不愿意我让我做一点比较个人的服事？
This is one of my middle sons, Elijah. He's my number 4 son, and it's his birthday today.
Me too.
Yours too. It's both these guys' birthdays.
这个是我的第四个儿子，他今天生日。
He's 15 years old.
15?
15.
他是十五岁。
And you are? No, I'm kidding. He's 15. 54. She's 18. So
you're right.
Can we sing happy birthday to these guys?
Yeah.
Sing happy birthday to these guys. Is there a particular way to do that in Chinese? Is that
yes.
Is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Will you do that?
Yeah, 大家一起来唱生日歌。
I gotta get this.
生日快乐！
耶！耶 ！Her too. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
谢谢大家。
And ladies, he's single. Anyway, sorry.
如果还有单身女士在下面的话
I have a feeling I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night with like a sock shoved in my throat.
No, just kidding. 可能半夜睡到一半有一只袜子塞到我的喉咙里面去
He's going to get me back for that one.
他会用这个来报复我
Turn with me, if you would, to Luke chapter 5.
如果你可以的话跟我一起翻到路加福音第五章。
I was sharing with you the other day that, you know, my church, when we planted in Aurora, it was an extremely violent city.
记得那天我跟大家分享说当我们建这个教会在 Aurora 的地方那个是很暴力的一个地方。
You know, we had a lot of people in gangs and drug addicts and prostitutes and all sorts of people, you know, coming to our church and being a part of our church.
有很多这种帮派的人啊，贩毒的啊，这个卖淫的啊，都在我们的教会里面。
We've had, you know, some middle class people who've come to help and to serve and to be a blessing to us as well. It's not been all that.
也有一些中等阶层的人，他来到我们教会是帮忙的。
But, you know, when we were going there, I remember, you know, people were telling me the whole time, they're like, you realize this is crazy. You should not go plant this church in this city.
但是当我做这件事情的时候，常常都有人跟我说，你知道你这样子做真的有一点疯狂，你不应该把你的教会建在这个地方。
And I'm a part of a movement called the Vineyard.And even some of the brightest and best in the vineyard were like, Robbie, this is a bad idea. Don't go there. Don't plant.
我是在这个葡萄园他们这个运动的里面其中的一个人，甚至他们里面的领袖高这个很好的人也跟我说，哎，这个 Robbie， 这个是真的一个很坏的主意，你真的不应该建教堂在那个地方。
We had even members of our own family who said, you know.If you go there and you plant a church, they'll kill you within 2 years. You'll be dead in 2 years.
甚至在我们的家人当中，他也会有人说，你知道，如果你把教堂建在那个地方，两年之内就会被人家给杀了。
And I remember one time when I was ministering in Russia, I was in Siberia ministering one time.
我记得有一次我在苏俄的塞比利亚的那个地方服事的时候。
I got pulled. Police pulled me out of the security line and took me back and put me in this prison cell back in the airport.
有一个他们的安全人员警察就把我从这个排队的行列里面就抓去他们后面的一个那种小监狱房里面。
And the only reason why they did is because I had a visa from Afghanistan from when I ministered in Afghanistan in my passport.
就是因为在我的这个护照里面有一个阿富汗的那个曾经在去过那个地方的一个印章。
You have to keep in mind that's the only war Russia lost.
大家要记得，苏俄只输了一个战争，就是输给阿富汗。
And while I was sitting in that cell waiting and not sure what's going to happen next,
当我坐在那个小房间，不知道下一件事情会发生什么时候。
I just started hearing all these voices in my head and in my spirit of, you know, what do you think you're doing? Are you crazy? You've lost your mind. You know, don't go plant there. Don't go do this type of ministry. I mean, it was just bombarding me at that time.
就在那里坐着的时候，哇，这个很多的声音就拼命的对我说，你在干嘛？你在那里建那个教会，你是真的疯了？你的脑袋有问题？
And I remember the Lord, you know, just reminding me of an incident that when I was 15 years old, where I had a guy who was holding a gun to my head, threatening to kill me when I was street preaching in Atlanta, Georgia.
神就提醒我，在我15岁时候，在 Atlanta, Georgia 这个地方，我在街上传福音的时候，有一个人就拿着一把枪指着我的头。
When that happened, I was as old as my son, who was just up here.
当时发生的时候就是我的年龄就是我这个儿子的年龄。
And the Lord spoke to me at that time when I was 15 and he said, I want you to live every day as if every day is in my hands.
那个时候主就跟我说，我要你活的每一天都记得你的生命是在我的手中，这样子来活。
I want you to live as if you're not going to die one day too soon or one day too late, but that every day is in my hands.
我要你记得，你每一天活着，你都会知道说，你不会多活一天，也不会少活一天，你每一天活着都在我的手里面掌握。
And that thought while I was sitting in that cell just was coming back to me over and over and over again in my head.
当时我坐在那个小房间的时候，那个话语就一直重复的在我的脑子里面。
And I just stopped and I said, Lord,Everything I have, everything I am belongs to you.
那么我就跟主说，是的，我所有的一切，我所有一切所是都是你的。
And within minutes, these two officers came back, and they looked at me with very, very serious faces.
就差不多一分钟的时间，有两个警察就再回到我的面前，用一个非常严重的眼睛看着我。
And they looked at me and they said, "Don't worry, be happy."
他们就看着说，不要担心， 快快乐乐。
And they gave me my passport and let me go.
然后他们就把这个护照给我，就让我走了。
They didn't say anything else. They didn't explain anything. But I was happy to get out of there. I assure you.
他们也没有说什么，也没有解释什么。不过我能够出去，实在令人很开心。
I didn't ask any questions. I just got out as quickly as possible.
我也没有问任何问题，我就尽快离开了。
And I want you to think about that as we when we look at this passage of scripture.
我要你这个好好的想一想，当我们来读这些的经文的时候。
Now this is the passage that Pastor Tai started this conference with.
这个经文呢是。戴牧师以这个经文来开始这个特会。
And so I wanted to finish with it. I think it's a good bookend.
所以呢，我就要以这个来做一个结束。我觉得这样子很好。
You've heard the wise scholar, man of God speak about this passage.
你听到一个有智慧的学者说了这个经文。
Now let me give you the gritty.Street level, rugged side of this passage.
那我要给你一个，就是，在街上比较粗壮的一种的方式来讲这个，信息。
Okay, will you let me do that?
可以吗？让我这样子讲吗？
And don't hold the standard of his preaching to the standard of my preaching. Okay.
请你们不要把他的。这么高的标准套在我的身上，我是这么低而已。
You know, I try to look at scripture from a different lens many times.
很多时候我都会用不同的眼光去看一些的经文。
And some people don't like the way that I see scripture.
有些人真的不喜欢我，对经文的描述。
But I try to see what's the back end, what's the other side of the story that's not written in the text. What could happen? And I want you to give me the grace to kind of do that with this passage.
但是我喜欢把它翻过来看看说到底没有写在这个经文上面的后面的所要隐含的意义是什么，希望大家能够包容我这么做。
Okay, so, you know, just give me the grace to do that today.
请大家给我这个恩典让我可以这么做。
Now see, here's the thing.
这个是
How many of you grew up in church? Raise your hand.
有多少人在教会中长大的？
Most of you? We grew up in
大部分吗？
We know what's going to happen in the text because we grew up hearing scripture over and over again. We heard the Bible stories, Sunday school lessons. We heard them so many times.
因为我们在教会长大的时候，我们就是非常清楚知道说这个故事接着要发生什么事情。因为从小就去主日学，在聚会当中都听很多了。
But these guys living this, they don't know what's going to happen next.
但是这些人当日是不知道接着会发生什么事的。
Most of the time, Jesus asks them to do something, and he doesn't explain to them what will happen when they do it.
很多时候，主耶稣吩咐他们去做的事情的时候呢，他们并不知道说当他们这样做会发生什么事情。
And so you have to understand that you and I, we grew up with flannel graph. Anybody remember flannel graph?It's the blue board where they would put up the cartoon characters of the Bible stories. Anybody remember that?
有多少人会记得你长大的成长的时候，大家会把很多的故事放在那个板上面？
Anybody see that?
Yeah. 有没有人记得？
Yeah, all the young people saw that.
所有年轻人都记得。
You know what the new flannel graph is?
大家会记得吗？
VeggieTales. VeggieTales is replaced.
Huh?副鞋子哦、oh,，OK。
That's it， 副鞋子。
副鞋子。
Okay， so I grew up. My parents pastored in a poor urban area.
我成长的里面，我的父母他们是很贫穷的。
So our flannel graph was donated to us by the First Baptist Church.
所以呢，我们那个教会这么穷呢，就要靠这个第一浸信会把他们的那些副鞋子奉献给我们。
And so it was a little tattered and torn, and so I grew up thinking that Peter was an amputee.
What is amputee?
Your leg's been cut off. Huh? Your leg's been cut off.
Oh.
Amputee.
Why? Oh, 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 被截肢了。Oh, you think of Peter?
I thought Peter was an amputee because somebody tore his leg off on the paper.
I don't get it. 我成长的里面，我在想，彼得是被人家截肢的。哦、OK， 因为那个纸被撕掉了。
Now、you guys, okay, got it. You guys, be nice to her. It's her birthday, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, ours was just kind of torn and not very nice, and literally Peter's leg had been torn off. You have to realize the Bible says that Jesus came like a normal human being.
你要记得耶稣在圣经里面告诉我们是他来到世界上其实就是一个正常人。
That's according to Philippians chapter 2.
这个是腓立比书第二章所记载的。
So Jesus had no greater advantage than you and I have, even though he was the Son of God.
所以即使耶稣他是人子，这个神的儿子，但是他跟你我没有差别，没有别的特权。
The Bible says he left his superhero God powers in heaven, and he came like a normal human being.
圣经告诉我们说他把他那个超然英雄的那个身份留在天上，来到地上只是做一个平常人。
And so we're not even sure that Jesus knew what was going to happen next when he did it. We're not even sure of that.
所以对我们来讲，我们也不确定说当耶稣这么做的时候，他自己有没有确定说下一步会发生什么事情。
So with that in mind, I want to read this text to you, and I want to open your mind to some areas that you may not have seen or thought of before in this, okay?
那么把这个作为一个背景呢，我再来告诉大家这段经文的时候，你就要再想一想。
So Luke chapter 5, we're going to read verses 1 through verse 4.
好，路加福音第五章从一节到五节，我们来读。
I'll read it verse by verse, and you can read it. One day Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God.
耶稣站在格利撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。
That happens to Lee Tai every time he goes to the grocery store. He's like in the milk section, and people see him, and they're like, that's Pastor Lee Tai, and they just press on him, and they say, teach us the word of God, and they won't let him go until he does it.
这个就是这个李翔牧师每一次他跑到那个商店买牛奶的时候，就在抓牛奶的那个地方，大家就都拥挤他，不给他走，要听他讲神的道。
Follow him to the grocery store sometime. Watch, 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 it happens.
这个早一点时间呢，跟着他去这个食物店购物，看看是有什么事情发生。
It says he noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them, and they were washing their nets.
他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。
Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat down in the boat and he taught the crowds from there.
有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训众人。
And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, Now go out where it's deeper, let down your nets, and let's catch some fish.
讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”
Now, will you let me retell the story like I think it really happened?
你要不要我把这个故事真实的情况告诉你们
？How many of you know Luke is a man?
有没有有多少人知道路加是一个人呢
？Luke is a man. One person knows Luke is a man. Okay.
只有一个人知道路加是人。
Now, how many of you ladies know that men leave out details when they tell things?
这个有多少人知道，男人当他记录事情的时候，常常把那个细节都给落掉了。
Ladies,
这个女士们同意吗
？If you're a lady and you don't have your hand up, I don't think you know a man. That's all I'm saying.
如果你是女士，可是没有举手，我相信你真的对男人不够了解。
Men leave out details. It's like in our job description that we're supposed to just shorten things up and leave details out.
男人呢，通常他记事情的时候只记重大的事情，好像那个是他的工作应该做的事情，就是把那个细节全部给忘掉。
Luke's a man. Let's just pretend that he left out a few little details, okay?
他路加他是一个男人，所以呢，让我们想象他就是会把这个细节忘了。
He's writing this like 85 years later, so let's just give him a little grace to have left out some details.
而且他在八十五年以后才去写这个的话，那我们更是应该要给他一点恩典，让他可以忘记一些事情。
Jesus is preaching, and people are pressing in on him. He's got to get distance from his crowd.So that he can project his voice, there's nowhere to go but into the water, and so he looks over and he sees his boat.
耶稣要讲道，大家都挤着他，那么他必须要为自己制造一点距离，让大家可以听得见他的声音。那么他走到那个海里面，看见有一个船。
Now Peter and his crew have been fishing how long?
这个彼得他们的人打鱼已经打多久了？
All night long. How much fish had they caught?
一整个晚上打了多少鱼啊?
No fish. How many of you know fishermen without fish are not nice people to be around?
你有多少人知道，如果你是一个打鱼的人，又都打不到鱼的时候，你那个时候靠近这样子的人，可能不是很友善。
Peter and his crew are over there cleaning their nets, and I think it may have looked something like this.
这个彼得跟他的同事们哈，这个打鱼打了一个一晚上抓不到一点鱼，所以他的那个脸部的表情看起来应该是这样。
Peter's like, get that seaweed out of those nets. Are those broken seashells? Get those out of there. I can't believe people are throwing their garbage in this lake. We got a fish in this lake. Is that a tennis shoe? Get it out of there.
我猜想彼得可能是说。把那个海草给我抓走，把那个垃圾给我丢走。是谁这么坏蛋，把那些东西垃圾都往那个海里面丢出去？把那个网球鞋给我丢出去。
Peter's like, I cannot believe people leave their garbage in this net, in this lake. We got a fish in this lake. I gotta go home. My wife's gonna say, Where's the fish? Where's the money?
我真的不能相信这些人为什么要把这些垃圾丢到那个海里面，那些鱼都跑到哪里去了？我还得要回家对着我的太太，她一定就会问我说，你的鱼都跑哪里去了？
I'm gonna say, we don't have any fish, we don't have any money, and my mother-in-law lives with us!
我又要跟她说，我们没有鱼，我们没有钱，而且我的岳母跟我一起住。
She's going to say, I told you you should have married Barnabas. He's an accountant. He's bringing home a paycheck.
她就会跟我说，我就跟你说，你应该嫁给巴拿巴。他是一个会计师，他会把钱带回家。
He's like, I hate this job.
然后彼得就会说，我恨恶我的这个工作。
I know Luke doesn't say any of that.
我知道路加没有写这些。
Ladies?Men skip details, right?
女士们都会记得这些详细的细节，对不对？
About that time, Jesus comes up and says, "Hey, Peter, would you lend me your boat?"
然后在那个时候呢，耶稣就到彼得面前说，"Hey, Peter, 你要不要借我你的船？"
I imagine Peter looks at him and says, "You know what? You can have the stupid boat. I hate these boats. I hate these nets. I hate this job."
我能够想象彼得当时对着耶稣就说，你可以有这个笨船，我恨我这个笨工作，你可以拿走。
I was about to sell it all on eBay for $5 if it was here yet.
我可以在 eBay 上面五块钱把它给卖掉，就不干这工作了。
Yes, please, take the boat.
是，把我的船拿走吧。
And Jesus is like, dude, I only want to borrow your boat.
哎呦，耶稣可能就跟他说，哎呦拜托，我只是想要借你的船而已。
So Jesus climbs in the boat, pushes out, and he finishes preaching.
所以耶稣爬到他的船里面去，然后爬挖出去一点，然后就在那里完成他的讲道。
Right about the time Peter and his crew get the nets perfectly clean, and they're hanging up to dry in the nice Middle Eastern sun. They're grabbing their lunch boxes, heading back home so they can sleep and come back and do it all again the next night.
就在这个时候呢，应该是彼得跟他的所有的同伴们呢，已经把网 抓干净了，准备晒干，把它收好，把这个午餐带着回家，然后呢，准备明天再来一次。
Jesus says, "Hey Peter, I've got an idea. Let's go fishing."
然后耶稣就跑来跟彼得说：“嘿，彼得，我有一个好主意，我们去钓鱼吧。”
I imagine Peter looks at him and goes, "You're not from around here, are you?"
我可以想象彼得心里说：“你不是从这里来的，对吧？”
This is the Middle East. When the sun's up, the fish go low. Maybe you haven't heard. They're cold-blooded creatures, but they go low. There are no fish out there. We proved that all night long last night. You need to go build an armoire or something.
这个，我想彼得就会想，你知道这个是中东地带，对不对？这个鱼都是在冷的天气里面才出来，现在已经太阳出来了，那个鱼是不会的，他们都已经沉到下面去了。
Because you know nothing about fishing.
你真的一点都不懂钓鱼的事情。
But then what Peter says next is so profound.
但是彼得接下来所说的真的很深奥。
He says, "But because you say so, we will."
他就说，好吧，既然你这么说，那我们就做吧。
Can you imagine?
你能不能想象？
Do you realize this is crazy?
你知道这有多疯狂吗？
You realize what Jesus is asking them to do is crazy?
你知道耶稣叫他们做的事情真的很疯狂耶。
It doesn't make any sense.
真的不可理喻。
Can you imagine Peter trying to talk his crew back into the boat to go back out there?
你能不能想象这个彼得要游说他的同伴们一起再回到船里面？
Come on, guys, please, just go with me. Let's get back in the boat. Come on, please. They're like, "No, Peter, are you crazy? You're listening to this carpenter who thinks he's a rabbi? No, we're not going back out there."
你这个彼得跟这些同伴们讲的时候，他们就可能这个彼得说：“来，我们一起去跟他去的时候，他们就会想说：你彼得，你疯了吗？这个他。”这个只不过是一个木匠，是一个什么夫子，这个老师，他们根本就不懂。
And Peter's like, "Oh, please, oh, please, maybe he'll give us a tip or something so I can get my mother-in-law off my back. Please just get back in the boat."
这彼得就会跟他们说，拜托拜托，也许他会给我一点小费，这样子我可以拿回去给我的岳母。
So he talks him back in the boat, but what about all the other fishermen crews at shore?
但是呢，很可能就是他们就被游说就可以回到船里面。但是还有其他的渔夫在岸上的，他们会怎么样呢
？They're like, "Hey, Peter, what are you doing? Are you going fishing?"
然后其他人都会跟他说 ：“Hey, Peter, 你在干嘛？这个你又要去钓鱼
？”Hey, look at crazy Peter. He's going back out while the sun's out. He's lost his mind.
Hey, 你们看，彼得又出去了，在这个大太阳底下又出去捕鱼，他真的是那个脑袋不清醒了。
As Peter does the row of shame out to the middle of the lake,
然后彼得就带着羞耻这样子划船出去，回到船那个海中间。
And Peter gets out there and he goes, "Okay, you want a fishing demonstration? I'm going to give you a fishing demonstration."
然后他出去的时候，他就跟他说：“好吧，你想要我示范给你看怎么样来捕鱼，对吧？我就做给你看。”
You take your nets, which should be dry, but now they're not. They're wet and heavy.
你拿你的网子，应该是要干的，不过现在呢是又湿又沉重。
You throw them over the side of the boat, and you wait for fish that aren't there.We proved that all night long last night.
然后你就把你的网子撒在旁边，等着那些根本不在那里的鱼，因为我们已经一整晚上证明了。
And Jesus goes, "Peter, I know what's wrong."
然后耶稣就说，彼得，我知道什么事情出错了。
You see, you have your net.On the wrong side of the boat.
你这个，你把网撒在错误的一边了。
It's simple.
就这样子。
If you would pick your net up from this side of the boat and drop it over on that side of the boat, you catch fish.
如果你把这个网子从这边船的这边丢到那边，吼吼，那就会网到了。
Do you realize how crazy this is?
你知道这有多疯狂吗？
And Peter's like, I'm sorry.
然后彼得说，
Let me understand this.
让我能够听懂一下。
You really think 6-8 feet over?
你真的想六到八尺的距离？
Lying under the brim of the water.
在底下水的里面
，There are fish on the other side，
就会有鱼在另外一边
，Going，
他就
，They have their net on the wrong side of the boat，
他的那个网子撒在另外一边
，They don't know we're over here， 嘘 ，They'll never know。
他们不会跑到这边来哦。哦，他们真的不知道。
Is that what you think, Jesus?
你是不是真的想啊，耶稣，你真的这么想
？Trust me, that's not happening.
我要告诉你，这个事情不会这么发生的。
But because you say so.
不过因为你说嘛。
We will.
我们就做吧。
Can you imagine him talking his crew into doing this?
你能不能想象他要游说他的同伴们做这件事
？Peter, don't do it.Don't do it, it's crazy. All the other crews are watching back at shore. They're going to laugh at us. No, Peter, don't!
这个当时在岸上的这些同伴们可能就看着说，彼得不要做这个事情，你真的很疯狂，你真的看起来傻。
And Peter's like, oh, come on, let's just show them that's not there. Let's get this over with.
彼得就说，哎呀，我们就把这个事情听着算了吧，就听他的做完就算了。
And all the other crews back at shore are saying,Hey, Peter, what are you doing? You think there's fish on the other side of the boat? Have you lost your mind?
然后在岸上的这群人又对着 Peter 叫说 Hey, Peter, 你在干嘛呀？你以为那个鱼在那个船的另外一边？你真的脑子有问题？
Peter's like, yes, I am.
是啊。
I can't believe I'm doing this.
我真的是不能相信我竟然干这种事。
They're like, hey, look at crazy Peter. He thinks there's fish on the other side of the boat.
他们就到大家说，你看那个疯狂的彼得，他就想说鱼在另外一边，那个船的另外一边。
But you know the story.
但是你是知道那个故事。
Peter drops his net on the other side, and he's like, see, I told you. Oh.
当他们把网撒在那边的时候，就说，哦
，We got fish.And he's like, pull it up. They pull it up, drop them in the bottom of the boat. Let it down again. They let it down again. Pull it up. They drop it down again. They keep getting fish.
他们就把网一撒，放上去就拿到鱼上来，就放到船里面，又再放下去，鱼又上来，又放到里面。
Peter's like, he was right. Oh. They were laughing at us all night long on the other side of the boat.
Yeah, 我知道这是对的。他们在笑我们，原来就在船的另外一边而已。
And the Bible says Peter fills the boat with fish till it starts to sink.
这个圣经告诉我们说，彼得就让这个船装满了鱼，几乎要沉下去。
And then Peter realizes he's got another boat back at shore.
然后彼得就明白，我想起来，还有另外一只船在岸上面。
And Peter's like, "Hey, get that boat out here. We got fish."
然后彼得就会招呼他的同伴说 ，"Hey, 我们这边还有好多鱼啊，把那个船弄下来。
"No, not that side of the boat. Put it on the other side.
这个不，不是在船的这边，要去另外一边。
Put an X on it. That's the side we fish from here on out.
这个这边是我们刚刚钓到很多这个捕到很多鱼的地方。
This is crazy.
这是很疯狂的。
This breaks every law of nature. It doesn't make any sense.
这个是好像完全不按照常规来做的。
And the Bible says that both. And can you imagine the other crews like?Crazy Peter was right. Get the boats, get the nets. Let's get out there.
然后这些人就会说，哦，这个疯狂的彼得原来是对的。我们拿船拿网下去吧。
The Bible says that Peter's boats, both of them, barely make it back to shore. They're so filled with fish.
圣经里面告诉我们，这两只船都几乎回不到岸上了，因为充满了鱼。
And when Peter gets back to shore,
当彼得回到岸上呢
，It hits him what happened.
真的对他来讲是一个很大的冲击。
Peter crawls out of the boat.
彼得爬出去他的船。
And the Bible says he drops to his knees in front of Jesus.
圣经里面告诉我们，他的双膝跪下来在耶稣的面前。
And he says, Jesus,
他说耶稣，
you need to go away from me.
你需要离开我。
I'm not a good man.
我不是一个好人。
If you stay with me,
如果你跟我
在一起， you're going to be
disappointed. 你会很失望的。
A guy as good as you should not be as close to a guy as bad as I am.
一个这样子。抓到那么多鱼的人不应该跟我这样子一个这么坏的人在一起。
Yeah, Jesus, the best thing you could do right now is just go away.
所以耶稣你最好能做的事情就离开吧。
You stay around me, I'll disappoint you.
你如果在我的周围我会让你很失望的。
I disappoint everybody.
我让很多人都失望了。
Just go now.
就走吧。
Jesus looks at Peter.And he goes, "Oh, Peter, you don't understand."
耶稣看着彼得，告诉彼得说：“彼得，你真的不明白。
”I didn't make you to catch fish.
我不是要你去捕鱼。
I made you to catch people.
我要你得人。
You've been going after the wrong catch. You've been going after the wrong thing your whole life.
你这一生一直都追逐一个错误的东西。
Guys.What did Peter want?
朋友们，彼得想要的是什么？
Fish.
鱼嘛。
What did Jesus want?
耶稣要的是什么？
Because you say so, we will.
因为你说，我们会做。
Even when it doesn't make sense.
即便听起来不太合理。
Jesus said, I can build a church on that that hell itself cannot overtake.
耶稣说：“我要建造我的教会在你这样子的身上，这个阴间的权势不能胜过他。”
I can build a church on that that can go through thousands of years of persecution, and it will multiply and grow, and it will not die.
我可以建造在我的教会建造在这里的里面，即便有逼迫，有过上千年以后，它也不会消失。
Just simply because you say so, we will.
就因为你这么说，我们就做。
You see, when Jesus asked Peter for his boat,
当耶稣跟彼得要他的船的时候，
that boat represented Peter's life.
这个船预表了彼得的生命。
And when Jesus said, "Peter, would you lend me your boat?" He was saying, "Peter, would you lend me your life?"
当耶稣跟彼得说你可以借我你的船吗其实他的意思是让我可以进入你的生命吗
You let me put my spirit on your life and we'll catch more than you could ever catch on your own.
如果你容许我把我的圣灵放在你的里面你所能捕获的永远超过你所能装载的。
See, what occurred to Peter on the boat was it wasn't his skill that taught that.Caught those fish, it was the presence on the boat that made all the difference.
其实彼得之所以能够捕鱼，不是因为他的技能，而是因为主的同在。
Will we lend him our boats?
我们愿不愿意把我们的船也借给他？
You see, that was a prophetic picture.
你知道这是一个先知性的图画。
That would be fulfilled on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候就成全了。
When Peter, just like his boat, filled with the presence, stood up, and thousands came forward.
当彼得他被圣灵充满以后，成千的人来到主的面前。
Just like those fish into those nets.
就好像这些船充满了鱼。
Thousands responded to the presence.
也有上千的人回应神的同在。
And what Jesus says to Peter next really isn't that profound.
耶稣接下来跟彼得所说的话好像并不是这么深奥。
He says, "Hey Peter."
他说彼得。
Follow me.
跟随我。
Have you ever noticed there's not much of a sales pitch in that?
I'm sorry.
There's not much of an invitation in that.
你知道这样子好像并不是有多诚恳的邀请。
Follow me.
就跟我。
But the Bible says, now what did Peter want?
但是圣经里面说彼得要什么
Fish.
要鱼嘛
The Bible says Peter abandons the boats, the nets, the fish.
圣经里面说
Peter had been probably praying for those fish all night long the night before.
啊，这个彼得放下的是什么呢？放下他的鱼、他的网，还有他的鱼，他的一整晚就想要捕这些鱼。
And he just walks away from them to follow Jesus.
但是他就舍弃这一切，就跟随了耶稣。
Matthew, tax collector, probably a table filled with money. Jesus walks up to his table and says, "Hey, Matthew, follow me."
马太是一个税吏，很可能他的桌子上充满了钱。但是耶稣到他的跟前说：“马太，跟随我。”
The Bible says Matthew forsakes his table, probably filled with money, and just follows Jesus.
圣经里面说，马太也离了他的那个收税的桌子，有可能充满了钱的，也去跟随了耶稣。
Can you imagine these guys walking past their family members?
你有没有办法想象说，当这些人他们？离开走到他的家人的面前的时候
I'm sorry, where are you going?
这些家人会问他说拜托你去哪里啊
I'm following him
我就要跟随他
To do what?
要去干嘛呀
He didn't say
他没说耶
For how long?
要跟多久啊
He didn't say that either
他好像也没说呢
And why are you doing this?
那你干嘛做这件事?
Because everything inside of me screams to bear what that presence is. I've got to be close to the presence, no matter what it costs me.
因为在我的里面，好像有一个声音要尖叫说，要跟随这个人。在我的里面，每一个，所有的一切，就好像就是要让我去跟随这个人。
Will you lend him your boat?
你要不要借你
的船? Will you lend him your boat when it can mean your reputation?
如果说借给他船有可能影响你的这个人的名声
Will you lend him your boat when it can mean your life?
如果说你要冒你的生命的危险你愿意把你的船给他吗
I've learned that most of us would be willing to take a bullet to the head for Jesus. We'd be happy to do that.
我知道我们很多人都应该愿意说为耶稣的缘故吃一颗子弹在脑袋里面。
But most of us just don't want to look stupid for him.
但是我们大部分的人呢是不想要在人面前表现得很愚昧。
One day in our church, we had this girl who started coming to our church.
有一天呢有一个女孩来到我们的教会里面。
And she was a girlfriend, live-in girlfriend to one of the most notorious gangsters throughout the entire Aurora area.
Can you say that again?
She was a girlfriend who lived with one of the worst gangsters in all of the Aurora area.
她是在 Aurora 这个地方其中一个最糟糕的帮派的里面的人的一个女朋友。
Matter of fact, he was very well known, very famous throughout all of Chicago.
事实上，他是在芝加哥里面都非常有名。
His street name was Hitler.
他的街名叫做希特勒。
And one day she came to our, she'd been coming to our church for about a month, and every year I do a talk on sex in our church.
有一天他来到我们教会，每一年我都有一个星期会讲到性。
And the basis of the talk is sex is made.For a blessing in marriage.
这个最关键的就讲到说，性是为了一个祝福，也是为了在婚姻的。
And the best sex is in marriage, and sex outside of marriage is sin.
最美好的性是在婚姻的里面，在婚姻以外的性就是罪。
And the Bible defines, you know, marriage as between a man and a woman.
而圣经里面定义一个婚姻就是一男一女。
And sex outside of that marriage relationship breaks God's heart because God wants the best for His creation.
如果在这以外的一种性的关系呢，就会让神的心很伤心，因为神希望你们有最美好的婚姻。
And so Elena goes home to Hitler, and she says, "I'm not having sex with you anymore."
然后 Elena 这个女孩回去跟那个 Hitler 讲说，我再也不要跟你有发生性关系了。
Because Robbie said.
因为 Robbie 说
Sex outside of marriage breaks God's heart, and I'm not going to break God's heart.
因为在婚姻以外的性呢，会让上帝很伤心。那我不想要让上帝伤心。
So you can imagine how he responded. This warm feeling came across him. Tears began to come down his face.
能不能想象说，哇，这种温暖的感觉流淌他的全身，然后眼泪流淌在他的脸上。
And he said, I love Robbie. We're going to do whatever that man says.
然后就说，哎呀，我们真的很爱 Robbie. 他说啥，我们就做啥吧。
That's what I fantasize him saying, but that's not what he said at all.
这个是我在那里美好的想象，但是事实上不是这样。
He says, you go tell that preacher that I'm coming there next Sunday. I'm going to sit on the front row. And if he doesn't get up and say he was wrong, I'm going to pop him in the head in front of the whole church. I'm going to shoot him in the head.
你要告诉这个讲员，下星期我要去他的教会，坐在最前面。如果他不站在会众面前说他所说的是错误的话，我就要起来把他的头给打掉。
And so she calls me on the phone. She's crying and she goes, "You cannot get up because I was going to preach part two next week."
然后呢，他就打电话给我说，你这个他就在哭说你不可以再讲这个道，如果你这个讲的话，他会要伤害你。但是我那个已经准备好，第二个星期是讲这个题目的第二部分。
She says you cannot get up and preach part two next week. You can't do it. She goes, Robbie, he's a killer. He will come and he will shoot you. Don't get up to preach.
他就跟我说 ，Robbie， 你真的不可以再继续讲下半部，因为如果你上去的话，他是一个杀人的人，他会真的把那个开枪打你的。
She said, have Carlos, the worship pastor, get up and preach that part of the message instead.
这个他叫你请你叫 Carlos 这个牧师上去讲这个部分吧。
I was like, you want Carlos to get popped in the head instead of me? That's your plan?
我就说，哎呦，那你想要 Carlos 被人家那个开枪在头啊？就不是我而已吗
？Well, she said, but he used to be in the Latin Kings with Hitler, and maybe he'll be nice to him.
他就说，哦，因为他以前是跟这个Hitler 在那个 Latin King 的那个帮派的里面，也许他会对他友善一点的。
I said, we're not going to do that. I said, he's not going to show up. I said, he's angry, he's upset. I said, you follow what you were hearing the Lord say. God will bless you. I said, but we're not changing anything. I said, he's not even going to show up.
我说我们不会改变这个计划，而且他也不会来的。你就跟随主的声音，告诉你该怎么做，你就怎么做就好了。
She said, yes, he will. And Robbie, he'll do it. Please don't get up.
他说 Robbie 是真的，他真的会。拜托你不要站在讲台上。
And so the next week, the next Sunday, we were preparing for service. And Carlos, I didn't tell anybody about this. Not even my wife, no one.
所以接着那个星期呢，我们就预备好一切。我没有告诉任何人，甚至我太太Carol 我都没有告诉他们。
And so Carlos came, he came running up the stairs after sound check, and his eyes were huge. And he said, dude, that's kind of like saying pastor for us.
这个，然后这个 Carlos 呢，他就做好那个音控以后呢，他就跑上来，眼睛很大，然后就说 dude， 其实这个对他来讲，他喊这个就是意思就是喊牧师的意思。
And he says Hitler's here。And he's strapping. He's carrying a gun. And he said, "You cannot." He goes. Please don't ask me to disarm him.
他说 ，Hitler 来了，这个希特勒他来了。然后他这个而且带了枪啊。我拜托你啊，你千万不要叫我把他的枪给拿走。
And I said, "No." I said, "Leave him alone." I said, "He's really." I said, "You saw the gun?" He goes, "Yes, I clearly saw the gun in the back of his pants."
我就问他说。你真的看见他有带枪？他说是的，我清楚的看见他在后面那个裤子里面那边有枪。
And I said, here's what we're gonna do. I said, tell the girl who's supposed to do announcements. She's not doing announcements. I'm doing them instead.
那么你这样子告诉本来要做报告的这个姐妹呢，她不用做报告，让我来做报告。
And he said, you want to do worship too?
他就问我说，你要不要连敬拜你也带了？
I said, no, you're doing worship. I said, I'm going to preach. I said, but here's the deal. Don't tell anybody about this.
我是说不不不，你还是带敬拜，我会讲到，但是呢，不可以把这个事情告诉任何一个人。
And so we went down there, and I got up to do announcements, and I wish I could say I was super confident and fearless, but that just not, would not be true.
我就站起来做报告了。我真的很希望告诉大家说，我超有信心，然后也一点恐惧都没有。但是真的不是这样。
I got up and I was like, "Welcome to the vineyard."
我就站起来说，我不欢迎大家到葡萄园。
And my hands were shaking, and I was like, "We're so happy to have all of you here today."
我的手就抖着说，我真的很高兴大家可以来。
People are in the back going, "Oh, look, the Holy Spirit's hitting Robbie already." More.
然后大家在后面都看着，哦，你们看看，这个 Robbie 今天被圣灵充满了。
And I am moving all over the stage. I'm like, children's ministry over there, coffee's over here. We've got special. I mean, if he's going to take a shot, he better be fast. That's all I'm saying. I am a moving target.
然后我在台上就走动得很快，说。小孩子的事工在这边，什么事工在那边，走得快到一个速度。如果他想要射我，他要射得很快。
But he just sat there, and he just looked, and his head was turned to the side like this, and he never moved. His eyes never moved. He's like.
然后他就坐在前面，这个眼睛就这样子张着，嘴巴这样子看着。
Throughout the entire service, he was like that.
整个聚会他就这样子。
And I kept looking at him like, what's going on? What's happening to him? What's he doing?
我就一直在想说他到底在干嘛，他到底现在在发生什么事情。
And so we finished the service, and I got up, and we invited people to come up for ministry time. I kept watching him, and he just slowly got up. He shook his head, and he slowly just got up, and he walked out, and he left.
然后他这个我们整个聚会完了，然后我再上去，站上去的时候，看着他，他好像就才回过神来，然后就慢慢的这样子就走出去了。
His girlfriend called me later that day, and she goes, "What happened?" She didn't show up because she was scared.
这个他的女朋友后来就打电话给我。他之所以没有来教会，因为他很害怕。
I said nothing happened. I said he just sat there. He just had this blank stare, and I said, and then he quietly got up and left. I said it was really weird.
我就告诉他什么事情也没有发生。他在那里呆呆的坐在那里，然后结束以后，他就安安静静的走出去了，真的很奇怪耶。
I said, did he say anything to you?
我就问他说，哎，有什么事情他告诉你了吗？
All he said was, that place is weird. Don't ever ask me about it. I'm never going back there ever again.
他就只是跟我说，哎，那个地方是很怪的啦，我再也不要再回去，千万也不要再叫我回去那个地方。
Well, several months passed, and the Chicago Police Department and the Aurora Police Department did a huge sting. Like, they arrested 23 of the top Latin kings throughout all the Chicagoland area.
就在how long later?
2 months later.
两个月以后，在 Aurora 跟这个芝加哥整个地方的那些警察，他们这做了一个大搜捕，抓了23个他们的人。
Hitler was the number one guy they were after.
这个 Hitler 是他们第一个要逮捕的人。
They had 6 murder charges against him.
有6个谋杀案要控诉他。
And I his brother, whose street name is Pistol Pete, I don't know how well that'll translate, but he also goes to our church. He's a drug dealer that goes to our church.
那他的弟弟叫 Pistol Pete, 这个人呢，他也来我们的教会。
I went up to him and I said, "You tell Hitler I'm coming to see him in prison this next Thursday." He goes, "Robbie, I don't think he wants to talk to you." And I said, "You tell him I'm coming to see him."
我就告诉他的弟弟说，下个星期四我要去看你的哥哥 Hitler。那你去跟他说，他说 Robbie, 我想他不会想要看到你的。
And when I walked into that prison and they brought him in, he had the orange jumpsuit, his hands were cuffed, his legs were shackled. I've never seen anybody so angry in my entire life as he walked in that room.
当他进来的时候，我看见他穿着那种衣服，然后手铐着，我从来没有见过这么愤怒的一个眼神。
He looked at me and he goes, "What do you want?"
他看着我就说，你到底想要什么？
I said, "Well, I want to talk to you."
我就跟他说，我想要跟你讲话。
And he goes, "Well, I got a question for you. What did you do to me that day I came to your church?"
我有问题要问你，我那天到你的教会，你到底对我做了什么事？
I said, what are you talking about?
我说你说啥呢?
He goes, as soon as I sat in that seat, I was frozen and I couldn't move. He goes, I came to kill you. And he goes, my nose was itching the whole time and I couldn't even scratch it. He goes, what did you do to me?
他说，我坐在你的那个教会那个地方，我一坐下去，我整个人就被僵住了。我这个我的鼻子痒得不得了，我连抓我的鼻子都抓不了。
He said, did you put a hex on me or something?
What is that?
Like a hurt, curse?
你是不是有这个发什么咒诅在我身上？
Spell or something. And I said, no, I said, I didn't do that. I said, Hitler, that was God keeping you from doing something stupid because he wants you to hear how much he loves you and cares about you.
我就告诉他不是的，那是神要你在那里听到神他有多爱你，多在乎你。
And I was just using basic street terms, things that he would understand.
那么我只是用一些街头用语，让他希望能够明白。
But I said, Hitler, here's the deal. Jesus came to show you this life he always intended you to live. But you've made this other life for yourself.
我就告诉他说，耶稣来是要展示给你看，真正他为你预备的人生是什么，不是你自己所安排的。
But this life Jesus made was the life you were made to live. But your life has been all busted and twisted and jacked up, torn up. You know, and it's landed you here in this prison.
耶稣来是要给你一个美好的生命，他为你是有一个美好的生命，但是呢，你自己活出来的生命就是把一切都搞砸了，所以为什么你会最后变成在这个地方？
And I said, Hitler, here's the offer that Jesus has put on the table for you. He's making you this offer right now. Let's do an exchange. I'll take the bad life, the jacked up, twisted life, and I'll give you the life you were always born to live. Let's exchange right now.
我就告诉他，这样子吧，希特勒，我们来做一个交换，把你那个已经完全扭曲的人生，要我要过来，你去拿去耶稣为你安排的那个美好的人生。
And he looks at me and he goes, that deal's not for me. That offer is not for me. He goes, that's for you, Billy Graham, Mother Teresa, but that's not for me.
他说，不不不，这个好的交易是不属于我的。这些好的事情呢，只属于你呀，这个哥培里呀，这个杜丽莎修女啊。
He said, Robbie's six murders. He goes, they don't know the half of what I've done. He later confessed to me that he had murdered 18 people.
他说，只控诉我六个人谋杀案啊。 其实他们连一半都还不到。后来他诚实地告诉我说，他杀了18个人。
He said, Robbie, I've put men in cars and I've burned them alive and I looked through the window of the car and I laughed at them as they died and they burned to death. And he said, I've gone too far.
Robbie, 人锁在车子里面，然后活活的把他们给烧死。我还要站在车窗外面对着他们笑。我已经走太远了，没有回头路。And
he goes, "Don't you see that's not for me?"
你能不能看得明白，这个不是属于我的？And
I said, "Hitler, I know what you're thinking."
我就告诉他，希特勒，我知道你在想什么。I
said, "But you don't understand how God works."
但是你实在并不明白神怎么做事。
I said, Hitler, this portion of the Bible is called the New Testament.
我说希特勒，这一部分的圣经叫做新约。
I said, we call this the Holy Word of God.
我们称它为神圣的话语。
And I said, half of this portion of the New Testament, half of this portion of the Bible, Hitler, was written by a murderer. And he was killing God's own people.
你知道这个圣经里面有一半的分量是被一个也是做杀人的人，而且他所要杀的是神的百姓。
I said, Hitler, the first five books of the entire Bible was also written by a murderer, and God chose these men to write what we call Holy Scripture today.
圣经的前面五卷书 也是一个曾经杀过人的人所写的，但是神却称呼这个是一个神圣的话语。
I said, don't you see God's offer is still on the table for you? He's still offering that life to you, Hitler.
你能不能看见神仍然愿意把这么美好的生命来给你呢？
And with that, he dropped his head and he burst into tears. And he said, I'll take it. I'll take it.
当我这样说完以后，他就把他的头低下来，眼睛就充满泪水的说，好，那我要。
Later, when I told his brother the story, he looked at me and he goes, you saw Hitler cry?
然后,
he said, I've never seen my brother cry.
我告诉他所经历的事，告诉他的弟弟，所经历的事情，他的弟弟就说，你看见希特勒哭，我一辈子没见过他哭。
He said, even when I would watch my stepfather beat him till he was nearly dead, I never, at 6 years old, I never saw him shed one tear.
就是我的继父在 Hitler 六岁的时候把他打得半死，我没有看见他掉一滴的眼泪。
And he said, Robbie, I've never seen my brother laugh either unless he's torturing somebody.
而且 Robbie, 我也从来没见过我的兄弟会笑，除非他是在折磨别人的时候。
And right there, I prayed with this hard-hearted murderer, and right there, he gave his life to Jesus.
就在那个地方，我为一个心里非常刚硬谋杀犯来祷告，他把他的生命给了耶稣。
And as soon as we were done praying, he lifted his head.And this huge smile through these tears just came across his face.
就在我们一祷告完了以后，他把头抬起来的时候，在他的泪光之后，就看见他一个很大的微笑。
And he began to roll his shoulders, and he began to giggle like a little child, and he says, "It's gone, it's gone, it's all gone."
然后他就在那里把他的肩膀在那里揉一揉，然后就开始。这个傻傻的像小孩子一样的笑，他就说，啊，都走掉了，都走掉了。
And I said, Hitler, what's gone?
我就说，诶，是什么东西走掉了？
He said, the anger, the rage, the hatred, the shame, it just all snapped off my shoulders as soon as I said that prayer.
就是那个，愤怒、仇恨、羞耻，就在我你一祷告完了以后。就一刹那间就走掉了。
He said it worked. The deal really worked. It really worked, and he just began to cry and laugh at the same time.
然后他就说，真的耶，真的有用哎，他就同时又哭又笑。
About that time, the guard came in and said, "All right, time to come back to cell." And Hitler jumped up and he says, "Yes, sir." And the guard's like, "Whoa."
然后那个守卫呢，那个时候就进来了。然后他就告诉这个Hitler 说。时间到了，然后Hitler都是很开心的说，是的。
And every other week I would go back and I had to buy him a children's picture Bible because he could barely read.
然后我每个星期都回去，我买了一个儿童的那种看图的圣经故事，因为他根本就不懂字。
And we would go over scripture, we would go over the stories in the Bible, we would talk about doing what's right even when it's hard, we always obey Jesus no matter what.
我们就读一些经文，告诉他故事，让他知道说我们需要顺服神的话语，虽然有时候要听从神呢是很困难的。
We follow what Jesus say more than we follow what lawyers say, we follow what Jesus say even when it can hurt us, no matter what, we follow what Jesus says, even when it doesn't make sense.
我们要听从神的话，即便比听这个律师的话要更多。我们要听从神的话，即便在这个让我们很难过的时候。
And he would just look at these little cartoon pictures as we would talk and go through the Bible.
我们就会看那些卡通的那种圣经里面，我们一边就讲解那个圣经。
And after many months of this, one day he looked up at me and he goes, Robbie, he said, I got to get my story out.
然后我们好多个星期以后呢，他有一天就忽然间跟我说，他说 ，Robbie， 我们需要把这个故事啊真实的讲出来。
I said, "What do you mean, Hitler?"
我说，希特勒什么意思啊
？He said, "Robbie, people don't know how far Jesus will go for you."
啊，这个 Robbie， 你知道吗？很多人都不知道说耶稣为他们做多大的事情。
He goes, people don't know that you can hate God and you could wish you could spit in his face, and yet he keeps coming after you and he doesn't stop and he keeps loving you no matter how you hate him.
很多人都不知道，你不管多恨他，甚至你向他吐唾沫，他还是不停的这样子的来爱你。
He said he'll even send a guy that you want to kill to tell you the greatest news you've ever heard. And he said, Robbie, people don't know that, and I don't think anybody's telling them.
甚至耶稣可以差派一个你本来想要把他的杀死的这个人，他会把那个耶稣的好消息告诉你。但是很多的人应该都没有听过。
And I looked at him and I said, Hitler, I love you, but I don't want you to die. I said, that could get you popped by the kings, that could get you shot, or that could get you the needle, that could get you lethal injection. And I said, I don't want you to die, man.
我就告诉他说，我不想要你死掉。我知道你So what is the middle part of it? What do you mean? You don't want him to die?我不希望你出去告诉别人这个传福音这个事情，因为我害怕他们会把你给杀了。
You know what he said to me?
你知道他怎么跟我说？
He held up his Bible, that little children's picture Bible, and he said, "You told me they all died for this."
他就把他的那个这个儿童那种画片的那个圣经就拿起来说，可是。Robbie, 是你告诉我，他们就是为了这个死亡都不怕的。
He said, "You told me this was worth giving everything for, and now you're trying to tell me that I should try to save my own life."
你自己告诉我说，我这个值得为这个摆上生命的，可是现在你又告诉我说，我应该要保全我的生命，而不要这么做。
He said, "Robbie, if they kill me today, it would be worth it." He said, "Because the." That past few months in this terrible prison have been the best months of my entire life.
他告诉我，如果说他们杀了我，那也是值得的，因为过去这几个月在这个监狱里面是我人生里面最棒的日子。
He said, "Robbie, people don't know how far Jesus will go for them, and I don't think anyone is telling them out there."
Robbie, 我告诉你。外面的人真的不知道耶稣为他们愿意付走多远的路去帮助他们。
And I said, Hitler, you get it. You understand.
我就告诉他说 ,Hitler, 你真的知道，你真的明白。
Oh, that we the church would get it like that murderer got it.
我们的教会是不是也明白呢？
Will you lend him your boat?
你愿意把你的船借给他吗？
Will you lend him your boat when it can mean your life?
当你借他船的时候，意味着你把生命都给摆上的话。
Today and for every day forward, will we always answer? Because you say so, we will.
我们从今天一直到永永远远，会不会说，因为你说，那我就做。
No matter what, we will.
不管是什么，我们都愿意。
Father, I thank you for my friends here.
父神，谢谢你为着每一位在这里的人。
And I just sense that some of you have just heard a call. Some of you have heard a stirring of the Spirit in your heart.
我感觉在我们当中有人听到圣灵的感动。
And some of you, you've been playing it safe.
有很多人都很安全的来做这件事。
But you're just saying, Lord, fill my boat.
但是你才跟主说，充满我的船。
Use me however you want me.
只要你想要怎么用我都可以。
If that's you, just stand right now.
如果那个人是你，请你站起来。
I'm not going to be safe any longer.
我不要只是安安全全的这样子来跟随你。
Everything I have, everything I am is for the sake of the gospel.
一切我所有我所是都只为福音。
I'm not going to worry about my reputation.
我不要为我的生命为我的名声而忧虑。
You may have said it 1,000 times before, or you may never ever said it at all.
有可能你已经跟主说过上千次， 或者是你从来一次都没有这么说。
But I stand with you.
但是我愿意为你站立。
Just simply because you say so, we will learn.
主啊，就只因为你这么说，我们愿意。
Holy Spirit, fill these boats right now.
充满在这些的船里面。
Fill us, empower us.
充满我们。赐给我们能力。
Let your presence be reckless inside of us.
让你的同在在我们里面不窒息。
We're tired of being safe. We're tired of being secure.
我们不要只是一直在安全区来服侍你。
Just use us in the craziest places for your gospel.
只要尽管用我们在政治最疯狂的地方。
Fill us up, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，充满我们。
Let the average, let the ordinary just become useless, just interesting to us.
让那个只是做一个凡夫俗子这样子的人生，对我们来讲已经一切都没有兴趣了。
Fill us up, Lord.
充满我们。
In Jesus' name.Just stay there, just receive, just for a minute.
现在站在那里，站在一分钟。
Now here's what I want to do. If you're feeling God's presence on you right now, I just want you to lift your hand.
我想要做这件事情。如果你感觉神的同在在你的身上，请你举手。
Keep your hand up.
继续的举着。
If you don't have your hand up,
如果你的手没有举起来
That's because you're not feeling God's presence.
因为你并没有感受到神的同在
But you desperately want to feel his presence.
但是你真的很想要经历到神的同在
And you don't have your hand up right now.
但是你没有你现在是没有举手的人
I want you to come forward right now.
我希望你现在到前面来
If you didn't have your hand up, keep
your hand up. 如果这些没有举手的人请举手的就要继续举着如果没有举的人又很想要感受的就来
those with your hands up are going to be a part of a separate ministry stay where you are
这些举手的人呢你是属于另外一个我们要服侍的对象先请这些人出来
you don't have your hand up but you're like I want to feel God's presence I need that on my life I need to experience God's presence on me right now
如果这些没有感受到神的同在
step,
但是你的心里呼喊说我需要神的这样子的同在的那个感觉的就请你走到前面来
Now those with your hands up I want you to come and I want you to circle all these people up here right now If you have your hands up you're feeling God's presence I want you to come and just circle all these people right here right nowCome around them, in front of them, behind them. Come around them.
所有这些举手有感受到神的同在的人，你把这群没有感觉到又很想要的人围绕住，前面、后面、到处都围住。
Spread across here. Come up in front of these guys.
这个要有一些人到他们的前面来。这个。
Some of you in the back, come up here to the front. Come up here, and I want you to lay hands on these guys.
有一些举手在后面的人，我请你到前面来。
If you're feeling God's presence, I want you to touch these guys right here, right now.
如果你有刚刚有举手的人，我希望你为这些要被祷告的人按手。
Put your hand on them. Put your hand on them. Touch them. Touch them. And just say, Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Just what you've placed on me, I release to them right now.
你放在我身上的，我现在释放在他们的里面。
What you're putting on me, I give to them right now.
你给我的，我现在要给他们。
And just bless them. Just pray for them.
主啊，祝福他们。你现在就这样子为他们祝福。
And just say, fill them up, Holy Spirit, come.
你就说。圣灵啊，充满他们。
The Lord may give you a word for them. The Lord may speak something to you for them, but just speak it over them right now.
也许主给你话语来向他们说话你就说给他们听。
Just bless them. You don't have to be quiet. You don't have to whisper.
你不需要很安静、微微声的这样子的。
Remember how desperate you were to experience God, and show that with for them just how desperate you are for them to receive from the Lord. Give it away right now.
如同你曾经何等的渴望经历神的那种热切，现在也如此热切的为他们祷告。
Fill them up, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，充满他们。
Fill them up, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，充满他们。
Bless them, Father.